From London, we present Don't Wait For Me, a play for radio by David Campton.
I'm afraid you can't sit at the table by the window, madam.
I'll have a cup of coffee.
If you wouldn't mind moving.
Strong, black and without froth.
I'll be glad to serve you at another table.
Oh, you wouldn't be glad to serve me anywhere. I saw your face when I waltzed in. Dropped like an old sack. You make your customers proper welcome, don't you?
We cater for a high-class trade. Select people come for coffee in here.
I know what's wrong with you. You don't want anybody to peek through the window and see me picking my nose. It might put them off. You know how long it is since I had a wash? Neither do I. I'll bet I stink. Where's that coffee?
This table.
You know what I've just come from? The police court. You know what the beak did? He fined me for being drunk and disorderly. You again. That was his first words. You again, he says. Logging's too good for you, you drunken old baggage. Perhaps they weren't his exact words, but that's what he meant. So he fines me. You know what for? Aiming a pint pot at this barman. I missed him, though. Pity. You know why I threw that jar, do you? He wouldn't serve me. Cup of coffee, please.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning.
Table for one, sir. Over in the corner.
Well, I'll sit here, if you don't mind, by the window.
Well, that's seated.
Well, would you bring me a cup of coffee, please?
Oh, some people.
Liz.
We can't sit here. This table's reserved.
You didn't have to, you know. I mean, run away from me as if...
I'm not in the habit of talking to strange men.
I thought I'd lost you. Then I saw you through this window.
A lady can't have a coffee without being accosted. I don't know what this place is coming to.
I was there. I heard... they didn't give you half a chance. That magistrate didn't even listen.
Is there a copper about? I've got a chap here making suggestions.
I shut up shop this morning. I went straight round to the court as soon as I heard. I thought you might sort of need me. The fine, for instance. If you hadn't got enough for the fine, I might have locked you up.
Have you done forcing your attentions on me?
I'll go. If you really want me to.
Oh, sit where you are, you wet lump of tripe.
You admit that we know each other, then?
Know each other? Well, if it isn't Eddie. Old Eddie Judge. So is he the devil any day than your gormless mug?
Two coffees.
Thanks.
Pass the sugar. Well, were you satisfied?
What with?
The show. I saw you in the public gallery along with all the other old perishers. It's warm, dry and free. First time for you, wasn't it? You've missed all my other performances. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
It was awful. Stuck up there, not being able to do anything to help.
Oh?
Well, that's why I followed you. You can't go on like this.
Who says?
I want to do something for you. I mean, if only for old time's sake. It's daft, us both living in the same town and never... It's not as if we'd ever quarrelled or... Look, I want to help.
Don't stare like that, your eyes will drop out. What's the matter with me? Tide marks showing?
You haven't changed, Liz. Not really. You haven't changed a bit. You're still the girl...
No, I'm not. The girl you knew's been smothered under 15 stone of fat. You don't recognise that. You're softer than I took you for. Oh, drink your coffee and get out.
Do you know what this place is? Do you?
Don't you try and make me sorry for myself. I've deserved all I've got.
This is the place... when I first met you.
Oh, don't be gormless. This cafe hasn't been built more than a couple of years.
Oh, it was open ground then, but the town had hardly pushed out this far. You must remember.
You were trying to make my flesh creep.
There was a bit of a brook. It ran just about where those tables are now. They must have, pushed it out of the way, diverted it, and there were trees.
Shut up, will you? You're worse than hangover. Shut up!
It was a Sunday afternoon.
What was?
When I met you.
Knew you'd be off like this. I kept out of your way while I could.
Not long after the Great War, it'd be. Not more than a few years, anyway. About 1920.
Slobber, slobber, slobber.
You wouldn't have been more than 16 with funny long skirts and your hair flying wild.
You don't give over, I'll let you have this coffee straight between the eyes.
I was only trying to remind you.
You're making me sick. Counting cherry stones. Picking daisy petals. Well, you needn't trouble yourself. I can give you the answer now. It's she loves me not.
40 years ago. Here, right here on the common.
Don't do any good to remember.
There was a girl with you. What was her name?
Oh, leave me out of it.
Liz! Elizabeth! I'm calling you!
Hello, can I...
Oh, Can I do anything for you?
No. No, you can't.
I didn't frighten you, did I? I heard you calling.
I wasn't calling for you.
I know, but I thought I...
I'm sorry. I don't talk to strange boys. Elizabeth!
I didn't mean to...
Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
Please!
Oh, Elizabeth!
Boo! Oh, too.
I was watching you from behind yon tree. I don't talk to strange boys. She tries to make sure that I don't either. That's why I dodged her.
Are you Elizabeth?
I have my eye on you. You were sitting reading behind that bush.
Yes.
What's your name?
Eddie. Eddie George.
What do you do?
Work in the shoe shop.
Have you ever been out with a girl?
No.
Soon as sit reading?
No.
Bet you think I've got a cheek. All them questions.
No. I think...
What?
You're pretty.
Think so?
Nice hair. And you've got blue eyes.
I wish you didn't sound so daft when you said that.
I meant it.
Did you? You're not so bad looking yourself. Pity you're so slow.
Well, I can't help that, I suppose.
Do you want to know something? I've never talked to a strange lad before. I did it for a dare. Our mam says I mustn't talk to strange lads. She says you never know what might happen. Nothing happened, though, did it?
Yes.
Well, what happened?
Well, I can't say, but something happened to me.
You might look muckstruck, but you're nice. Oh. I think we could get on together. It's a pity I only started talking to make Vi mad.
Liz!
I'm going to make her madder.
It's not fair, making me run after you. Your mother wouldn't like it if she... Oh, we'd better be going.
You're not scared, are you? Not of him.
He tried to get... He spoke to me.
Well, I spoke to him, so that makes us evens.
Your mother's going to hear all about this.
Oh, is she? She'll want to know what you were doing while it was going on.
That's not fair.
He's going to take me out next Sunday, aren't you?
If you want me to.
Let's see. We could bust it out as far as the locks. Then he could take me on the river.
Oh, I don't know whether... Oh, yes. I'll manage it somehow.
In a canoe? Or a punt? I've never been in a punt before.
Nor have I.
This is the last time I ever come out with you, Elizabeth Wharton.
He's got muscles up his arms. He come and feel his muscles, Vi.
No.
Muscles? I bet you're a devil with a punt pole.
You swore. First it's boys, then it's bad language. I'm going straight home. When your mother sees me all alone, she's going to ask questions.
The way you're going on, you'll never know the answers. You're only jealous. Give her a kiss too, Eddie.
Oh, no.
Go on.
I warned you. Don't say I didn't warn you.
You're going to be in trouble.
Our mum. She might give me the strap, that's all. She's very handy with the strap, is our mum.
Perhaps should I go on with you and explain?
You? She'd slaughter you. I'm not old enough to go out with boys. I'm not 16 till next August.
Oh, then you... Oh.
What?
Well, you won't be coming out next Sunday.
Did you think I was serious? About going up river? I thought you were just playing up with me. It was only meant to be a joke. I didn't know you'd take it serious.
Oh, no, of course you didn't.
Would you really have taken me on the bus?
I'd do anything you asked.
Would you? Why?
Well, because you're you, I suppose.
You don't mean it.
I do.
You mean, if I asked you to jump in that brook, you'd go right ahead.
As long as it was you that asked.
You'd get wet.
I'd do it.
All right, then. Go and jump in that brook. Go on. I'm asking you.
All right. All right, I will.
Stop! Hey, stop! I asked you to stop. You wouldn't hurt me, beat that. Come back here. Come on. Please.
Do you believe me now?
Yes. I wonder if you'd have stopped, though, when you got to the edge.
Do you want to try me?
No!
You've only got to ask.
Do you really want to take me out?
If you'll come.
I'll come. You know, I think I'm going to like you. You might easily be something special. Anything you said. You'd do anything!
Ruddy fools, a pair of us. Is that the memory you took to bed with you on cold winter's night? Where you read me to ruin?
I didn't. We never did anything.
You showed me how I twiddle a man round me finger. At 15 and a bit. Talk about games with loaded guns.
I never believed such a thing could happen. Not to me.
Oh, slosh. Turns me over inside to think.
Blast you for making me remember. The hell with you. May you rot where it's hot. It's... Damn. Damn.
Liz.
What?
Will you marry me?
Nutcase.
I've not much to offer. Never had.
Anybody got a spare straitjacket?
Just that cobbler's shop with a bit of a flat on top.
Ooh, cuckoos are out late this year.
But it's yours, such as it is, if you want it.
Not myself this morning. If I were, I'd land you a smack where it matters, you and your suggestions.
Do you remember how we...
I told you what you could do with your memories.
We could get on together. There's never been anybody else, never.
I've heard it all before.
It was here where I asked you the first time. Here.
Oh, wait, well, I'll stick my fingers in the ears.
I thought it was appropriate, the place where we met.
How did they switch you off?
With the Mayfair in full blast. Now or never, I thought. At the back of the roundabout.
Look, what right have you...
May 1925.
Oh, what's past is past. Bury it.
I'd already waited 4 years. You were 19 and looked a picture.
No. 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 No.
Right forward, please. Just one or two more. The first button.
Well, what were you going to say?
Look, you've sort of grown up in the last couple of years.
I'm a big girl now.
Taken to knocking about with all sorts of fellas.
There's more than one sort of fella in this town. But one hasn't got, another has. I don't want to miss anything, that's all.
You can't have missed much.
Are you complaining?
No, I've just noticed.
You didn't drag me into the shadows just to tell me that, did you?
I meant to say that sooner or later, you'll have to give up going round so many fellas and settle down with one.
And you've made up your mind who the one ought to be?
Yes.
Is this it? A proposal?
Well, you could call it that.
Oh.
Well,
I often wondered how it might happen. Never thought of back of the caravans behind the roundabouts. Are we going to see the Wall of Death? They say a fella got killed there a couple of years back.
Will you?
Eddie, there's something about you. Something any girl ought to jump at. You're kind and thoughtful. You might only be a cobbler, but you're a real gentleman. The girl who marries you won't have a thing to worry about.
You will then?
No, Eddie. Oh... Did you expect me to say yes?
Well, that was the idea. I've been saving.
You haven't bought a ring, have you?
Not yet.
That's a blessing. Though I suppose it might have done for your next girl.
There won't be a next girl. There couldn't be anybody else after knowing you.
I'm not all that special. You're worth 10 of me, Eddie.
Then what?
Don't go asking for reasons. It's too early, that's why. I'm 19. That's no age to be getting tied. You know what marriage means as well as I do. Sweating over a boiling stove with hands red raw from the washing water. Having kids and ending with a figure like a sweet pudding.
Liz, it needn't be like
Don't
that.
Don't contradict me. I've seen me mum. All right. Happen I'll come to it sooner or later. But it's too soon yet. I'm not ready to be locked in the kitchen. I've got to know what's round the corner. Don't want to hurt you. I'm not sure what love is. I can guess how it ought to feel, though. And I come closer to that with you than with anybody else. I'm a fool to say no, but...
Then don't say it. Just say not yet.
That's hardly fair on you now, is it?
I'll wait.
I wouldn't advise it.
Oh, you're worth waiting for.
I might go off in the end with a bloke in a big car. I've seen Arthur Kirby looking at me. He's got money to swim in. I might say yes tomorrow to a fur coat and house up the lane.
I'll take a risk.
You're making it too easy for me. If only you... Oh, go on.
Oh, but Liz...
Don't maul me.
Sorry, I'm...
Go away.
If that's what you want.
Leave me alone. Leave me. Look, what'd I ask if I didn't want? Leave me. Leave me. Leave me. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
But you see, I did wait.
What for? Everybody else is leaving.
I wanted to take care of you, Liz. I still do. Won't you let me? You can't go on like this, booze all night and magistrates in the morning. I can't watch you sink.
Well, nobody forces you.
Where's the next meal coming from?
Where's the next drink coming from? That's more to the point. Do you feel like lending me a couple of quid?
I left a lump of shin beef in the pot with onions and a bit of melt. I'll make dumplings when I get home. A plate of stew would do you good.
I've been tempted with a fur coat before now, but never a plate of stew.
And there's a comfy bed for you.
Ah, didn't take you long to get round to that, did it?
Well aired, with clean sheets and a new quilt. Any time you want it. And the bedroom's been fresh papered. I did it myself last spring. It's better than sleeping rough, isn't it?
How do you know? You've been keeping your eyes open.
The nights are getting colder. Liz, how do you think it's going to end?
With a funeral at the taxpayer's expense. You still trailing after me, I suppose? A bunch of snowdrops in your hot little hand?
Wouldn't it be better for both of us if you were to marry me instead?
It's not me you'll be mourning, though. It'll be that sharp-eyed little puss with the shining hair and the 18-inch waist. Might save yourself the trouble, though. You said goodbye to her long enough since.
I never would. I knew there'd come a time when you wouldn't turn me down.
You had everything worked out. I was bound to end neck deep in the muck. And there would be Eddie on his famous white horse to pull me clear. I had everything worked out as well. We were both wrong. They started to cook dinner. I can smell the chips.
Would you like a meal here? I'll get it for you. We can have the stew tomorrow.
Chips? This place was a chip shop before it was bombed out. They built it on the old recce, not far from the brook where the fair used to pitch. This place used to be a chip shop. You're not the only one that can remember. Only I try to stop myself. Who wants to remember? Chip pans were over there. Chromium, weren't they, with mirrors over the top. Chips. Nothing like the smell for bringing back old times. Why'd you let me go on? It was high-class fish shop. Used white butcher's paper for wrapping instead of old newspapers. Hygienic, but not so interesting. Don't want to remember. There was a certificate for something or other on the wall and a big plate glass window and that old woman who talked to herself.
Two separate penn'orths, I said. You get more if you ask for separate penn'orths. More than two penn'orths, anyway.
Who was she? Ma Parsons, old Ma Parsons. Died years ago.
They warm you. They give your belly a lining. You've got to see your belly's well lined.
We always said she lived in a dog kennel. She was found one morning, frozen stiff.
Look after the inner man, I say. Let the outer man look after himself.
And you were there too, blast you. You were always there.
Hello, miss.
Why, Eddie. Still waiting. I thought you might have given up.
I don't see enough of you these days to miss a single chance.
I've got something to... that you ought to know.
You don't know what it's like when you're young.
Had we better go outside?
She doesn't matter. She's not all here.
They make good chips, though.
And nobody else is likely to come near while she's feeding. Let's move round a bit, then the wind will be blowing the other way.
I eat them slow to make them last. Ooh, they've gone.
What was it you wanted to tell me?
We've known each other a long time now.
Over 10 years.
Long enough to talk straight out without beating about the bush.
Aye.
I was 26 last birthday. It's time I was thinking about my old age pension.
Liz, have you changed your mind about us?
No.
I'm one of their best customers, and they know it.
I've had an offer. You've met Arthur, haven't you? Arthur Kirby. You must have done. Drives all over the place in a big red sports car.
I might have seen the car.
Runs that garage on the top of the hill. It's his own, you know. He put all his savings into it, and now he's making money so fast he doesn't know what to do with it all. And he wants to spend some on me. The red sports job isn't his only car, you know. He's got two others. And a house of his own. He's having a tennis court built. Well, it's him. He's asked me.
He wants to marry you?
Not exactly. He's married already.
Well, if that's what you want...
He'll do more for me than any other man in this town. How many do you know with a tennis court in their backyard? There isn't room to bounce a ball in ours or yours. And he's got three cars. He's going to teach me how to drive.
Sharky lot. I wouldn't give him my custom on if they make good chips.
He's proper gone on me. He'd marry me like a shot if it wasn't for his wife.
Congratulations.
I'm never likely to do any better. Three cars and a tennis court.
I hope you'll be happy.
Who else do you know with three cars and a tennis court?
He always wanted to get on.
He's no more than 10 years older than me anyway.
I'll never be able to afford even one car.
And parties every weekend. The amount of whiskey that goes into that house... He doesn't drink much, though, only when his leg hurts him. He had it broke up in the war. His temper gets a bit short when his leg hurts him, but he's an angel when it doesn't. When he does any damage, he always apologises afterwards.
Yeah.
And the things he's promised me, you'd be surprised.
If it's what you want.
Oh, stop saying that. Of course, it's not what I want. I want a white wedding with bridesmaids and an organ and a ring on my third finger. But it's the best I'm likely to get. Three cars and a tennis court.
You feel the weather when you get past 70.
I'm 26. I'm making the most of what I'm blessed with.
You're a young one.
What I wanted to tell you was, he's inclined to be jealous. He doesn't like the idea of other fellas trespassing. He's liable to it out.
Well, after all, he's paying.
You needn't be crude.
No.
I wouldn't want you to get mixed up in a fight over me, Eddie.
There's not much chance of that.
I can't imagine you defying anybody.
I'm happy as long as you are.
Well, that's both of us satisfied, isn't it? So he'll have to fade out, as it were. We shan't be seeing so much of each other in the future.
I only want what's best for you.
Gee, I wish I could afford the bobs without stuffing myself silly. Nobody listens to me.
It won't be long before you get married yourself, Eddie. You've got a lot to offer the girl.
None of it's what you want.
You're to try window dressing. Promise the moon. Give her the crown jewels to look forward to. Bed and breakfast's all very well, but there's no romance in it. Wouldn't you like to coax me away from Arthur?
He can't marry you. I'll still wait.
The most tempting offer I've heard yet.
Let them come and go. I'll still be here when others have gone. You're going to marry me, Liz. You're going to marry me.
Am I, Eddie?
Yes, I can wait.
Then you'll wait forever, you sloppy boob. And I'm warning you. Stay out of my road when I'm driving.
Liz.
The last of my chips, all gone. Yeah, that's the way it is, more's the pity. It don't last.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
You want looking after.
Oh,
here, get yourself something to eat.
Oh.
Liz.
Liz. Yeah, but it's half a crown. You made a mistake, young fella. I could order all chips in the pan and eat and eat. Or I could hang on to it and have extra penneth tomorrow. And the day after. It'll last longer in penneth. Ah, that's right. We'll make it last.
Nothing lasts. Nothing lasts. Drink your coffee. Nothing lasts.
I wouldn't say nothing.
I should have had my fortune told. You know what it would have said? Never trust a one-legged man when there's a depression in the month. Especially if he owns a garage and a bank book full of overdrafts. He put his head in the gas oven and me on the streets, and that was that. Still, it was a beginning. There were plenty more after him, all shapes, sizes and colours. Not one named Eddie.
I made a promise. Here I am.
What am I supposed to do, cheer? You know better than any of the others. You still want what they wanted. You're prepared to pay a different price, that's all. Just like the rest.
There's something special about me. I'm not cracking myself up. It's just that I know the real Liz. I can remember what they can't. The girl who dared me to jump in the brook. Whatever happens, you'll always be that girl to me. Now, will you come home with me?
Not if you were the last man in the world.
Why?
Live with you, you great insensitive lump.
What have I done?
Done? You've made me ashamed of myself. Me. I thought shame and me were strangers. I can face up to any chap, eye to eye, as brazen as they come. He can only see this, you see, this tousled mess. He can't tell what used to be. You have to remind me what might have been. The very sight of you makes me want to crawl into a hole and hide. And why? Why? Because in your eyes are still that fresh-faced cutie with the world at her feet. Live with you? I've got to live with myself. I have to go on the booze again tonight to take the taste of you out of my mind. They walked home hand in hand, you and the girl who dared you to jump in the brook. Do me a favour, will you? Next time, make it the canal and stay out of my sight. Permanent.
I want you, Liz.
Not me. Not this bit of old filth. You wouldn't want this in your nice, clean home. It wouldn't go with the new wallpaper.
You can't run away from me again. You know how you'll end, don't you? Like Ma Parsons.
That's about it.
All my life I've waited for you.
You had your chances, why didn't you take them?
Chances?
The first time you asked me to marry you. The night I told you about Arthur.
You didn't want me.
How do you know what I wanted?
You wouldn't have said yes.
Then why didn't you make me? Why didn't you grab out of... Anyway, it's too late now. It's too late now.
Liz! Liz!
I really can't do with all that shouting. Give the place a bad name. Has she gone?
She's gone.
Oh. Then you'll be paying for both.
What? Oh.
Oh, yes. I'd better pay for both of us.
That was Don't Wait For Me by David Campton. The part of Liz was played by Violet Carson and Eddie by George A. Cooper. Production for the BBC was by Alfred Bradley.